The intricate decoration on this wooden double door, made in northern Iran around 1486-1487, is an outstanding example of creativity and craftsmanship, combining calligraphic, floral, and particularly geometric elements in a mesmerizing way. Its overall style and some of its specific motifs are echoed in other architectural elements created at that time, including the blue architectural tiles and fragments on display on the wall nearby. The maker of this door, who is eternalized in one of its inscriptions as Master Rustam, the son of Master Haji Najjar, meaning carpenter, must have spent considerable time designing, assembling, and carving its component parts. His choice of geometrical patterns partly relies on taste for abstract decoration that survived from pre-Islamic times. After all, geometric patterns lend themselves to effectively decorate any surface, small or large, with their potential for infinite continuation. It also demonstrates his interest and skill in mathematics, without which the creation of such intricate and complex geometric patterns would not have been possible. In that, he is only one of many who must have excelled in the mathematical sciences, one of the areas in which both artists and intellectuals from Muslim cultures have always contributed considerably. At the same time, spiritual ideas that saw geometry as a medium to contemplate higher spiritual ideas, such as unity and order, may also have played a part in the preference of geometrical patterns. Interesting in this context is the inscription at the upper section of the door, which reads, "Said the Prophet, most glorious, abandoning the world is more righteous than any worship." An indication also that this door might belong to a religious setting which invited visitors to leave the world behind and enter an otherworldly spiritual realm of contemplation and worship. Please proceed to the last showcase near the exit and find this painting on the far left side of the showcase.